To Serve the King, written by Doron Nguyen and read by K-Burb. This is a Lord of the Rings fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Aragorn and Boromir. Summary: the pre-coronation ceremony doesn't quite go as Aragorn had planned. Boromir knelt before Aragorn and said, "The last steward of Gondor begs leave to surrender his office." He held out the steward's rod toward Aragorn, who took it. But when the rod was held out in his direction to receive it again, he shook his head gently and kept his hands at his side. "Nay, my lord." At that, the crowd grew hushed, and Aragorn's face became even more inscrutable than usual, except for a slight shifting of the muscles around his eyes. He spoke quietly, loud enough for only those closest to hear. "The day I saved your life, you promised you would follow me as your king. Have you changed your mind?" "No, my lord." Boromir's voice matched Aragorn's in tone at first, then shifted to the particular one all rulers learn, which can carry to the farthest reaches of the crowd being spoken to. "But the shadow is past, and a time of peace has come upon this land. In a land without war, of what use is a warrior as a steward?" He smiled suddenly. "I am a warrior, my lord, and shall ever be so. Let not your servant serve in a manner so ill-fitting." Aragorn smiled back. "I trust you have a suggestion," he asked, once more in a low voice. Many in the crowd tilted their heads forward, attempting to catch the syllables they could see falling from Aragorn's lips. Boromir's smile grew wider. "My lord, I have a brother." Farmer's face reflected startlement for a brief moment before he controlled it, a moment Aragorn did not miss. Boromir went on. "For years he has served with excellence as a warrior, but all who know him would agree his talents would be better suited to a more peaceful role. When you saved his life, he recognized you as king and would serve you to the very end. Would you accept him as your steward in place of me?" Aragorn smiled. "Rise, Boromir," he told him, and the other man gratefully stood and stepped back in between Gandalf and Faramir. Aragorn turned toward Faramir. "Your brother speaks wisdom," he said, holding out the rod to the younger man. Boromir gave his brother a little push forward to grasp the rod. He held it and gazed at it in shock. Aragorn continued, "The office of the steward is not ended, and shall be thine and thine heirs as long as my line shall last. Do now thy office." Faramir recovered quickly, pronouncing the challenge to the people to accept their new king, and the ceremony went smoothly thereafter. But that evening, Aragorn sought out Boromir and found him looking out a window over the city. "It is strange," said Boromir, "that the city has found peace while I should lose it." "Do you regret your actions today?" asked Aragorn. "No. Faramir will be a much better steward than I ever would have been," Boromir answered. "It is good that everything turned out this way, though Father never would have approved." Aragorn nodded and stood for a moment with his former companion, gazing at the scarred but triumphant land. "Now that you are not trammeled by an ill-fitting office, what use shall I have for you?" He cast a sideways look at Boromir. "You have surprised me twice now, but I should wonder what position to appoint you so that you may continue surprising me." Boromir laughed at this. "When was the first time?" Aragorn's expression was of fond memory. "The moment you swore, on what you thought was your deathbed, to follow me as your brother, captain, and king. I had not thought to hear such from your lips." "I only regret that it took till I was near death for me to give my allegiance where it was due," said Boromir. Aragorn shook his head. "The time matters not. You are mine now." He gave Boromir a speculative look. "A time of peace this may be, but there will be plenty of work to do to make safe this land." He clapped Boromir on the shoulder. "Come. The hour grows late, and we must seek our beds. Until I find you a better task, you shall attend the defense councils. We meet 2 hours after the first light." "Hi, my lord," said Boromir with a ready grin as he followed his king once more. The end.